Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Today, the second of a series on wild hogs in Kentucky, which fortunately are not widespread, but which in isolated spots are having negative impacts on crops, the environment, and competing for food with native game species. Kentucky Fish and Wildlife's John Hast says generally the conclusion is they were purposely brought in.
With probably good intentions of having another species to hunt without knowing the true nature of the animal.
But those animals don't all get harvested, and in isolated locations have increased in population. They outcompete deer and turkey for natural food, farmers are sustaining crop damage, Fish and Wildlife has been working with landowners in dealing with the problem.
Our eradication sort of hinges on pest control companies use the term adaptive management, and we've got a number of tools in our toolbox that we as an agency, and also working hand in hand with USDA, have to pull out the correct tool at the correct time of the year in the correct situation.
Hast spoke at the Kentucky Farm Bureau annual meeting earlier this month explaining the extent of the problem. He says they can and are having success, and with landowner cooperation and coordination, he feels they can resolve the issue.
If it's a few pigs, we might strategically sharpshoot them. If it's a good group, we'll set a corral trap.
They're currently working on the problem in Henry County. Details when we return. We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
And I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got my GED.
Kentucky Adult Education, your future starts here. Contact your local Kentucky Adult Education Center today to begin building skills for credentials, college, and career. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
In cooperation with landowners, Fish and Wildlife is having success in dealing with herds or sounders of wild hogs. They work around hunting season and coordinate timing of activities so as not to impede any farm work.
Henry County, for example, we've got a broad swath of pigs in that county. And so we're working it strategically, but also in the winter the USDA will bring in and actually shoot a good quantity of them from a helicopter. On land that we're working with the landowner, we've got permission to fly. And we use those winter aerial shootings to really knock the numbers back. And then we'll go in and kind of clean up the rest of what's left. So a lot of these isolated populations, we can get them through maybe a year or two of working through the different seasons, using the different tools, we can get rid of the pigs.
Hast says there are also sounders of wild pigs on the Pulaski-Casey County line and in the McGoffin-Floyd County region. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.